Naredite mi to deželo zopet nacistično. Ko zunanja ministrica Tanja Fajon po okupatorskih dvoranah v Tel Avivu išče priložnosti za predvorilne fotografije in izraelska vojska začenja s končno protiofenzivo oziroma ofenzivo proti palestincem v Rafi na jugu Gaze, se imperialistično nasilje kot bumerang vrača v jedro imperija. V Združenih državah Amerike vodstva univerz nad študente pošiljajo oborožene policiste, ki se ponovno znašajo nad protestniki proti imperialističnim vojnam Združenih držav. V čase pred drugo svetovno vojno pa se vrača tudi Nemčija. No, vrača je netočna beseda za oblast, ki je svoj antisemitizem nemudoma po vojni pričela skrivati za masko antikomunizma in sionizma. Od začetka izraelskega genocida v Gazi oktobra lani nemške oblasti na vseh nivojih stopnjujejo cenzuro glasov solidarnosti s palestinci in Palestino. Konec preteklega tedna je tako Hasan Abu Sita, kirurg, ki je ob začetku genocida delal v bolnišnicah Al-Shifa in Al-Ali, drugače pa je rektor univerze v škotskem Glasgowu, ugotovil, da mu je nemška oblast administrativno prepovedala vstop v celoten šengenski prostor. Abu Sito so zaradi nemške prepovedi francoski policisti deportirali nazaj v Združeno kraljestvo, preden bi se lahko o izraelskih vojnih zločinih izpričal v francoskem senatu, kamor ga je povabila zelena stranka. Nemške oblasti so dva tedna pred tem Abu Siti zavrnile vstop v državo, ko bi moral govoriti na pro-palestinski konferenci v Berlinu, ki jo je 2500 nemških policistov kajpak takoj po začetku razpustilo. Zaostrovanje represije v Nemčiji v imenu sionizma ter poglabljanje protiarabskega in protipalestinskega rasizma po začetku genocida v Gazi prevzame Liat Hussein Kantorovič, palestinska aktivistka in glasbenica iz Nemčije.
What happened after October 7th is basically a perpetuation of these mentality and these policies that has already existed before that, but in a much stronger and more explicit way. And so we're talking about, again, an anti-immigrant or anti-European immigrant sentiment, as well as explicit anti-Palestinian repression. And these things are not new. There has been bans of Nakba Day demos, as I'm thinking of as one example that happened already in Berlin for several years. And the Nakba Day is the most important day of the Palestinian calendar, marking their historical catastrophe and incitement against Palestinian population and the media. And starting October 7th, the amount of repression anti-Palestinian repression, particularly in anti-migrant repression, has been stepped up in several different fields, whether it's the cultural, the economical field, whether it's through incitement in media, whether it's firing people from jobs, and whether it's through mandating all sorts of legislation that would make it very difficult for people not necessarily to migrate, but to move forward with a migration status that would enable them to stay in Germany after they've arrived.
Na institucionalni ravni se poglabljanje nemškega sionizma kaže predvsem v novih političnih metodah omejevanja javnega govora in političnega organiziranja ter zaostrovanju azilne politike. Pred razpustitvijo palestinske konference v Berlinu je nemška policija vse od oktobra prepovedala ali razpustila večino protipalestinskih oziroma propalestinskih demonstracij na podlagi preganjanja protestniških gesel, ki jih je ocenila za antisemitska in s tem nezakonita. Citiramo jih jasno in glasno. Od reke do morja Palestina bo svobodna, Izrael ubija otroke in ustavite genocid v Gazi. Sodišči v Minstru in Kelnu sta sicer v dveh ločenih primerjih pritožb aktivistov decembra lani odločili, da vsebina sloganov ni protizakonita. Vendar to naravnanje policije, ki je pretekli petek denimo razbila mirni protest študentov Humboldtove univerze v Berlinu in jih aretirala, ni vplivalo. Preprečevanje izražanja solidarnosti z okupirano Palestino v Nemčiji seže onkraj pravice do svobodnega političnega izdruževanja. Izražanje podpore Palestincem lahko prebivalca ali prebivalko Nemčije stane delovnega mesta, nadaljuje Hussein Kantorovič.
20th of April, on that same day, I heard that two people who work in key positions in projects in Berlin that give shelter to women that experience gender-based violence have been fired from their jobs because of their support of the Palestinian cause and their participation in demonstrations and in pro-Palestinian events. And subsequently, the entire projects will shut down. And we're talking about so the only projects in the city that give shelter to people who've experienced gender-based violence. And in order to have done that, the state needed to have spied on people's personal social media accounts to really dig in there and see their participation in it. So it's both... how do you say, it's both wrong in terms of content and in terms of methodology of how it is done. And it is shocking.
Močnejše pritiske in birokratsko nasilje državljanov in državljank Nemčije doživljajo tisti, ki nemškega državljanstva nimajo. V deželi Saška-Anhalt morajo policisti oziroma prosilci za nemško državljanstvo od konca lanskega novembra po internem navodilu deželnega ministrstva za notranje zadeve pisno izjaviti, da Izraelu priznavajo pravico do obstoja ali pa nemškega državljanstva ne dobijo. Pogoji za naturalizacijo so namreč v pristojnosti deželne vlade. Notranja ministrica Saške-Anhalt Tamara Cishank iz Krščansko-demokratske unije, znane kot CDU, je kljub temu pobudo o spremembi pogojev na zvezni ravni naslovila tudi na zvezni parlament, a tam zaenkrat niso sprejeli odločitve. Hussein Kantorovič opozarja, da v zatiranju pro-palestinskih glasov med deželami zares ni razlike.
Generally speaking, by and wide, we always know that Bavaria is historically the most racist. Maybe I can say something specifically about the field of culture, because Germany is one of the countries that gives a very, very large portion, relatively speaking, of its budget to culture. And the decision to cancel, to defund, and to boycott essentially artists that support the Palestinian struggle is a very useful way of conducting this sort of anti-Palestinian sentiment in the public sphere. And by the way, it also affects somebody like me. I'm a musician, and it is very difficult for me to find any places to play in. And this is not just places that are institutions, but also if I try to come to a club, for instance, and write to them, most likely they will not answer to me at all. But this is how being canceled works. But in the case that they will, they might not hold any pro-Israel or Zionist positions within them. They would simply be afraid of being canceled by the entire scene in Germany, or simply be afraid of losing their funding by booking somebody like myself who openly and explicitly expresses support towards Palestine and Palestinian solidarity.
Sionizem in rasizem do palestincev je v Nemčiji močno razširjen tudi med prebivalstvom, ne le med oblastniki. To so nazorno pokazali udeleženci protesta proti antisemitski neonacistični stranki Alternativa za Nemčijo, krajše AfD. Več palestincev in tistih, ki z njimi solidarizirajo, je poročalo, da so jih ostali protestniki verbalno in fizično napadali. Sionizem samooklicanih levičarjev v Nemčiji ni nič novega. Kot pojasni Liat Hussein Kantorovič, je v krogih nemških levičarjev politični sionizem svoje mesto našel sredi prejšnjega stoletja.
It's important to go a little bit back in history, because historically within the left it has differed a little bit from what it is today. The Zionist element started as a correction in the 70s, 30 years after the Holocaust, in which there was no mention of anti-Semitism that still was very prevalent in the country, and as a desire to fix this. Unfortunately, it seemed to have mixed and mashed very well with the German mentality of generally of guilt, of Holocaust guilt. And what has transpired out of that is a mixing between anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, in which basically, in order for Germans to quote-unquote learn what their lessons from the Holocaust and fight anti-Semitism, what they would need to do in return is to support Israel at all costs. And this is something that was initially pushed forward by the left, but somehow for many years now, it seemed to have merged with mainstream German politics that is actually not leftist at all. That position is supported by everyone from the left, or what you would call, typically as left, all the way to the Christian Democrats and beyond that.
Tako nič ne čudi, da je zloglasna, če ne celo pregovorno levičarska navijaška skupina nogometnega kluba Sankt Pauli prekinila stike s svojimi tovariši širom sveta za obrambo svojih sionističnih položajev. A s tem so se znašli v koaliciji s svojimi ideološkimi nasprotniki, kot je AfD.
But also a growing sentiment from the right that has been happening since the wave of refugees of 2015-16 and onward that brought a very serious anti-foreigner, anti-refugee mentality. And it really, well, Germans really cannot deal with their taking responsibility for their own Holocaust guilt. They have always looked for somebody else to carry on that guilt for them, or to take the blame rather. And there was nothing made more easy than to simply throw that blame on another population that is migrant, that is not white, that is Arab, and to say that they are responsible for growing anti-Semitism.
Kljub vsemu Hussein Kantorovič opaža trend obračanja javnega mnenja stran od podpore genocidu.
I think that we are standing at a very critical moment in time in terms of what looks like an impeding operation in Rafah. And maybe within that, it's important to say that while support of the Israeli state hasn't changed, there is a shift that has been taking part in the public by and large over the last several months, in which the public is supporting Israel as a state less and less and less. It is the regime, the German regime and its institutions, that hold on to their Zionist stance. And the question is, and that hasn't shifted, unfortunately. And although I think that it is good that the public opinion has been moving quite a bit, polls show us that about 70% of the German public is against what Israel is doing. And of course, there is a question of if there is an operation in Rafah, how does that change? And does the public manage to sway the position of larger institutions and the government as well, and if that could in turn reflect on something that would happen some months down the road. I believe that yes, but exactly how, it is yet to be seen.
V odboru za osvoboditev Palestine aktualno politične redakcije Radija Študent optimizma za pozitiven obrat v Nemčiji ne delimo. Off komentar, oprostite, offside je pripravil Virant.
Ali komunizem ali barbarstvo.